The Environmental Protection Agency says it has no authority to regulate the emissions from sources such as power plants and cars that cause global warming. A dozen states and environmental groups say the government does have that authority, and so they're taking the Bush administration to court today. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren lays out the case before the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington.
At issue is whether greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide or CO2 should be treated as pollutants. If they're pollutants, then EPA could regulate them. The states and environmental groups say they are. The EPA says they aren't. Each side uses the Clean Air Act to make its case. Massachusetts Assistant Attorney General James Milkey will argue the case.
The case is about EPA living up to its responsibilities under current law to recognize greenhouse gases as air pollutants and to take steps to regulate them. You don't have to look very far to find the authority that EPA claims is missing.
But EPA's Jeffrey Homestead says they're misconstruing the intent of the law.
There is a way that you can put together different sections and come up with a theory that the language might support such a reading. But as you read through the Act, Congress was quite clear that in addressing CO2 emissions, we only have authority to do non-regulatory programs.
Under the Clinton administration, the EPA had a different view. It said that greenhouse gases were pollutants. In his first campaign, President Bush agreed and said he would regulate carbon dioxide. But once in office, he changed his mind. Lisa Yeager, who was a top lawyer in the Bush administration's EPA, said the reason was clear.
The impact on the United States economy would be tremendous if we were to just out and out regulate CO2.
But the case before the court is not about the economy, but about what Congress intended in the Clean Air Act. David Bookbinder of the Sierra Club says the act requires EPA to regulate pollutants reasonably anticipated to affect health and welfare.
And Congress defined welfare to include specifically effects on weather and climate. It's right there in the plain text of the act. And EPA is now in the position of having to say, well, climate doesn't really mean climate.
It could take months for the U.S. Court of Appeals to decide who is right. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.